this week's parasha, Parashas Emor, it says in the Pasuk, Kapitel Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Tes. V'chi siz b'chu zevach toide l'Hashem, l'tzoyin chem tizbachu. When you slaughter a sacrifice of a thanksgiving offering to Hashem, you shall slaughter it to gain favor for yourself. L'tzoyin chem tizbachu. It says in the Medrash, in Vayikra Rabba, on the Pasuk, V'chisiz b'chuzevach toid l'Hashem, Zog the Medrash, La'asid lavoi, Kol harkabonois betalim, V'karben toide einai batal lo'olam, Kol ha'hidoyois betalois, V'hidoyois toide einai betalim lo'olam. When Mashiach comes, all of the karbonos will become batel. They will no longer be brought except for the karbon toida, which will never become batel. All of the thanksgivings will become batel. Yet the thanksgiving of the toida will never become batel. As I state in the Medrash, what is the difference between the karbon toida and the thanks of the toida? The Medrash made a difference between the carbon taida, the carbon taida betel oilam, and kol ha'idoyish betelis, and the thanks of the taida. So what's the difference? That's number one. Secondly, why is it that the carbon taida will never become betel, while all of the other karbonis will? Rashi says, initially when one brings a carbon taida, one should be certain that it is fit for acceptance on his behalf. How does one accomplish this? Zok Rashi. One must shech the carbon toida with the mindset that it will be eaten on that same day. This will cause the carbon to be accepted and gain favor for the individual. Rashi says in another pshat, L'tzoyincha means with your awareness. We learn from here that an action performed inadvertently with respect to Shechitas Kachim is invalid. So regarding Shechitas Kachim, if someone performs an act inadvertently, not on purpose, it's not valid. Rabbeinu Yoel says, on this Pasuk, V'chisid b'chu zeva k'hoid l'Hashem ner t'ayin chem tizbachu. The Gemara in Brachas, on Daf Nun Dalet says, there are four who need to bring a carbon toida. A chavush, one who is freed from incarceration. Yisurin, one who has a Yeshua from Yisurin. Yam, one who travels over oceans. And Midbar, one who travels through deserts. There is a siman to this in Davening Shemini Esrei, when we say, V'chol ha'chayim yedu chasela. Dr. Ben Yoyel, Chayim, Ches Yud Yud Endemem, is the Rosh HaTevis for chavush, Yisurin, Yam and Midbar, the four who need to bring a carbon toida. Says in the Ksav Sefer, one who has a miracle occur for him, and he is saved from robbers or something similar, he brings a carbon toida for the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon him. Although this person is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not the desire of the person. He would have rather have never been in a position of danger to be saved from it. In truth, one should be joyous for the Yisurim, Zok the Ksav Sefer, discipline that come upon him. They are not for naught. Yisurim are not for naught. It is only because he sinned against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It is through the great Rachamei Hashem that he is saved. His Yisurim in this world cleanse him from his sins. It says in Tehillim, Ashe Hageva Sheti Yasrenu Ka. Praiseworthy is the man who Hashem disciplines, who gives him Yisurin. L'tzoyinchem tizbachu. It should be the person's will. That's the Pasuk means. L'tzoyinchem tizbachu. It should be the person's will that he should be happy that the Yisurim came upon him and he was saved, and therefore now needs to bring a carbon toida to thank Hashem. It says in the Be'er Moshe, on the Medrash that we quoted before, Why does the Medrash need to say both that the Korban Tamar will not be batal and the thanksgiving of the Taida will not be batal? The Medrash is teaching us that after all of the thanksgiving, we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus to be able to thank Him. The thank you for the schus. It says in Yeshaya, Chazdei Hashem asker tehilos Hashem, kal kol asher gemalanu Hashem. Hashem's kindness will I proclaim as the praises of Hashem in accordance with all that Hashem has bestowed upon us. This pasuk is saying that the kindness of Hashem is the praises of Hashem. That we are zeicha to praise Hashem, that is His kindness. The Gemara in Saita and Daf Mem says, Moedim anachna loch Hashem elikeinu al sha'anu moedim loch. Rashi explains that we thank Hashem for putting in our hearts to be attached to Hashem and to thank Him. That's what we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. It says in Berachas HaMazon, V'yala koil Hashem elikeinu anachnu moedim loch. We already said noidelecha, we thank Hashem. Why are we saying V'yala koil Hashem elikeinu anachnu moedim loch? Dr. Ber Moshe, we are saying here that we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being able to thank Him. It says in Teferes Yonason, there are four who need to thank Hashem, the Gemara and Brachas. It would seem that one should thank Hashem even more so if one did not experience a certain situation. If one almost went to prison, but was saved from going to prison, he didn't actually go, he should certainly have to thank Hashem, more so than one who was in prison and then was freed. In actuality, sickness and a prison term are a kapara for one's sins through their yisur. One was certainly supposed to die for his sins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to him and instead gave him yisurim, and then removed the yisurim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this for an individual, it detracts from that individual's zechuyos. One must bring a carbon toide with a feeling of humility. He should have died, and was saved through the great chesed of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So Teferes Yonason, Rebbeinu Naibishitz, is explaining that if someone was saved and the Yisur never come upon him, so he was saved. That's not what you have to bring a carbon taida for. But someone who has Yisur that came upon him, he deserved something much worse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to him, and through the Yisur he cleansed him. That's what you bring the carbon taida for. It says in the Taisus Bracha from the Tari Tamima, the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chof Ches, Ha'oisa Tfilosai Keva, Ein Eretuya. One who makes his tefillah keva, his tefillah is not desirable. The meaning of keva is that tefillah is a burden to the person. He wants to be freed from the responsibility of davening. This type of tefillah is not desirable to Hashem. Rather, one should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with ratzon, with desire to daven to Him. L'tzayinachem, one must bring the carbon tayda with desire, and not as one who relieves himself of a burden. Says in Vayikra Rabbah. V'chein Omar David, Alay Elikim Nederecha Shalim Toideish Lecha, Toide Inem El Toideis, Hahaydoya V'Karbon Toide. And so said David HaMelech, upon me, Alay Elikim Nederecha Shalim, are my vows unto you, O God, are my vows unto you, I shall render thanksgiving offerings to you. The pasuk does not say thanksgiving loshen yochid. Rather, it says thanksgiving toide einoimer elo toideis loshen rabim plural. As often Medrash, it refers to the thanksgiving and the carbon toide. The H. Yosef explains on this Medrash. There are two parts of the carbon toide: the thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the mouth, and the actual bringing of the carbon toide. Two separate actions. One is the speech, and one is the actual bringing. Zot Shachal Torah, L'Ritzayin Chem Tizbachu. First, one must bring his ratzon before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After that, he brings the Korban Toida. It says in the Hamigdavar, Klal Yisrael would always bring a Korban Toida on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. It was not brought for a miracle that occurred, but rather because during the Yom Tov of Sukkos is when water, the sustenance of the world, is judged. The Korban Toide was to help for a positive outcome. It says in the Chayin Toiv, Rav Tovia Halevi, According to Gemara Menachos Nafkof Yud, Rabbi Shmuel wrote down in his notebook that when the Beis HaMikdash will come, he will bring a fat carbon chatas. According to the Medrash, all carbons will be batal except for the carbon taida. If so, why did Rabbi Shmuel write that he'll bring a fat carbon chatas when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? You don't bring it. All you bring is a carbon taida. The Medrash does not exclude a carbon which is obligated before Mashiach comes. If someone is a chiyah of a carbon before Mashiach comes and then Mashiach comes, it doesn't exonerate him from the bringing that carbon. It's only from when Mashiach comes and onward that the only new obligation will be that of the carbon taida. The Chayim Tov says in the Medrash Rabbah, carbon taida ain't a batel olam. Why will the carbon taida never be batel? One needs to bring two thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one from the mouth and one as an actual carbon taida. One must first thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with words, and then he is ready to bring a carbon to thank Hashem. This carbon is different than all other carbonis in this respect. While all other carbonis only need the action of bringing a carbon, the carbon taida needs speech from the person in addition to the action of bringing the carbon. A chiddush for a carbon taida. The Gemara in Temura, Daf Tezvav, says, laning the parasha of carbonis in the Torah is as if one brought those carbonis. The Gemara says this will exonerate one from bringing carbonis except for the carbon taida. The laning of the carbon taida is thanksgiving of the mouth, which is required for a taida. However, the person is still left with his obligation to bring an actual carbon when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Pilei ploim, what he's saying here. So what the regular carbon, all carbonis aside from a carbon taida, one only needs to bring it. It doesn't have to say anything. Therefore, if someone, now that we're not zeicha to have the Beis HaMikdash and we can't bring carbonis, a person who uses his mouth, his speech, so he's credited as if he brought it. However, someone who speaks and uses his mouth to bring a carbon to say the carbon toida, that's not enough because that's a chiv anyways. Because for a carbon toida, bringing is not enough. You have to speak anyways. So speaking can't be in the place of the bringing because speaking is needed. Unbelievable. The Chayim Tov says in another circle, why, in fact, is one obligated to bring an actual carbon as well as saying thanks with his mouth for the carbon toida? So we've already established that a carbon toida has two parts. There's the actual bringing of the carbon taida, but before that, the speech. You have to speak and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this so? We say in Birchas HaGoymel, HaGoymel HaChayavim Taimish Shigmalani Koltov, who bestows good things upon the guilty, who has bestowed every goodness upon me. Why do we say LeChayavim, the guilty ones? What's going on here? Why is it saying HaGoymel HaChayavim Taimish? Additionally, why do we say toivois for the good in plural form? Only one who has actual yisur makes this bracha. He makes this bracha, as we explained before, really, this yisurid, for he was guilty of an avera. He must thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for two things that the Rebbeinu Shalom did for him. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave him yisurim with the purpose of cleansing him from sin, and thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for saving him from the yisurim. Two things. That the Rosh Hashanah gave him the Yisurim, which cleansed him, and then thanking the Rosh Hashanah for taking it away. One must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving his neshama, cleansing him from sin, and for saving his guf, saving him from the Yisurim, two separate parts. When one has Yisurim and is cleansed from his sins, it brings him closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. One brings a carbon taida to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for bringing upon him Yisurim, which cleansed him of his sins, thereby saving his nefesh, and brought him closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. In addition, one has to thank Hashem with his mouth for saving him from the Yisurin. One must consistently and repeatedly thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for saving him. It is never ending. This is why the carbon taida and the thanksgiving and praise to Hashem will never be bottled. It says in the Nachal Shurik and the Torah Parshas Emor, let them draw near to me and serve me, let them stand before me. Chazal say that one who comes to purify himself, he's helped from above to the great chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Klal Yisrael come forward and bring korbanos to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he, in his infinite mercy, helps Klal Yisrael regain their closeness to Hashem. carbon tithe will never be bottled, and the thanksgiving of the carbon tithe will never be bottled. By nature, one sees Yisurim as something evil. However, Klal Yisrael must always remember that they are the Rebbeinu Shalom's children. Their Yisurim cleanse them from sin, and allows them to be closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. When we are then saved from the Yisurim, we are given more time on this world to bring ourselves even closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We must constantly be thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for his great chesed. When one passes a place where a miracle occurred to him, we must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle. It is what must always be on our minds, the Hashgacha process that happens every second of our lives. May we talk about Zoycha to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly for everything that he does for us. It says a little bit later in the pasuk, in the parasha, "Moyadei Hashem Asher Tekru Oisim Mikroi Kodesh Elohim Moyadoi V'Yei Mashvi Shabbos Shabbosoin." Hashem's appointed festivals that you are to designate as holy convocations. These are my appointed festivals. For 6 days, labor may be done, and the 7 days, a day of complete rest, a holy convocation. Immediately before this parasha, the Torah states that we must observe the commandments and make ourselves holy. We must do this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified Klal Yisrael and took us out of the land of Mitzrayim. What is the connection between observing the mitzvahs of the Torah and Yomim Tovim? Subsequent to mentioning the Moyadim, the Torah states one pasuk regarding Shabbos, and then continues with the parasha of Moyadim. What are we to learn from starting the mitzvah of Shabbos in the middle of parashas Moyadim? All of a sudden, in the middle. Why are we bringing back in Shabbos? Rashi says, Sheishes Yomim, what is the connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov? The pasuk places Shabbos near the parasha of Yom Tov to teach us that one who desecrates Yom Tov is as if he desecrates Shabbos. One who is Mekayim the Moedim is as if he is Mekayim Shabbos. Zog the Maram Shik. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom created miracles of great magnitude. By performing Kriyas Yom Tov, the Rebbeinu Shalom demonstrated to the world that he created this world. Only one who created the world can perform a miracle of such magnitude to uproot nature as we know it. Shabbos, too, is a sign that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. Therefore, if one is Mekayim, the Yom Tov of Pesach, it is as if he's Mekayim Shabbos. Perhaps the same would be true for Sukkot, where Klal Yisrael had an uncovered an occurrence above nature, and Shavuos, the Yom Tov, and Klal Yisrael received the Torah. The Torah as well has this aspect of being above nature. Ramshik only mentions Pesach, but L'chayre would apply to Sukkot and Shavuos as well. Rav Shamshin Rafal Hirsch says, Asher Tikru Oisam, the Jewish calendar is based on the cycle of the moon. It is the responsibility of the Chacham to be Mekadosh each month, depending on witnesses who testify to the sighting of the new moon. Kiddush HaChodesh determines when the Yomim Tovim occur. The Chachamim also add a month when necessary to make sure that Pesach always falls on Chodesh HaAviv, the springtime. The renewal of the moon is an occasion to celebrate the renewal of ourselves. These times call us away from nature, away from our mundane activities, and summon us to ascend and enter the sanctuary of the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah. It is a time to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty over the world. Shaitan the Sras Emes. V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, and I will be sanctified among b'nei Yisrael. Why is the mitzvah being mekadosh, the Shem Hashem written, between the psukim delineating the laws that are applicable to Kehanim and the Yom Tovim? Right in between the laws and halachas of the Kehanim and the Yom Tovim is on the other side. V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. One may think that the mitzvah being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim only applies to specific people, such as Kehanim, or only to specific times, such as on Yom Tov. Zok the Torah HaKadosha. All of Klal Yisrael can be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim at all times. One must nullify his ratzon to the will of the Rebbeinu Shalom, to the ratzon Hashem, and be prepared to give up his life for the Rebbeinu Shalom at any given moment. It said in the Nach HaKedumim, Moyadei Hashem. The setting of the Yom Tovim in the proper times was given over to Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, although Klal Yisrael are Kaveya the Yom Tovim, I will make it as if I was Kaveya them. As it says in the Pasuk, Asher Tikru Oisam Elohim Moyadei. The Klal Yisrael was designated as Yom Tovim. They are my Hashem's Yom Tovim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking allowing Klal Yisrael to take the lead. Klal Yisrael said, "These are Yom Tovim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Yep, these are my Yom Tovim." You shall observe my commandments and perform them. I am Hashem. There are two parts to completing and properly fulfilling mitzvahs. The first part is to have proper thoughts in one's heart when performing the mitzvah. Regarding this aspect of mitzvahs, the Torah says, "Ushmartem mitzvosai." The second part are the actions one performs with his body, as the pasuk says, "Va'asisem oisam." Both aspects of mitzvahs must be performed with ahava, with great love. The gematria of ahava is 13. Love is needed for both aspects of mitzvahs. Twice. 13 times 2 equals 26. The gematria of the Shem Hashem Havaya is 26. If one performs both parts of mitzvahs with ahava for the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Ani Hashem, one has achieved oneness with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbeinu Zechariah says, "Mikroi Kodesh connotes that there are two kedushas. The Yom Tov becomes Mekudesh in Shemayim and also on earth." The Chiddush Erim says, "On Shabbos, Kedusha comes down from Shemayim into this world on its own accord. However, Yom Tovim, Klal Yisrael need to bring down the Kedusha into this world." Zakta Noya Megodim. Here the pasuk first says Ashetikru Oisam, and then it says Mikroi Kodesh. Why is it that a later pasuk first says Mikroi Kodesh, and then Ashetikru Oisam? Which one comes first, Ashetikru Oisam or Mikroi Kodesh? Zoktu Zayar Kodesh and Parshas Truma. In Tehillim, why do certain parakim begin with L'David Mizmor, and other times in the reverse, Mizmor L'David? A simple question. We have to say a lot of times in through davening and Tehillim in itself, Mizmor L'David, and then the times of David Mizmor. What's the difference? Zok Tzai HaKadosh, when the Shekhinah was with David HaMelech before singing a particular Shira, the pasuk says L'David Mizmor. This means that the Shekhinah was already with David and then he sang Shira to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When David had to sing Shira in order to have the Shekhinah rest upon him, the pasuk says Mizmor L'David. David had to sing Shira to bring the Shekhinah to him. Asher Tikru Oisam, that which they designate Mikroi Kodesh then becomes Kodesh by Yom Tov. This refers to what Klal Yisrael adds onto Yom Tov. Elohei Moyadoi. Once Klal Yisrael adds onto Yom Tov, it becomes my Yom Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yom Tov. Taisa's Yom Tov needs to be completely for Hashem. The next pasuk refers to the actual day of Yom Tov and not Taisa's Yom Tov, adding on to Yom Tov. Mikroi Kodesh, that which has Kedusha Shetikru Oisam, which Klal Yisrael designate on Yom Tov by Tefillah and making Kiddush B'Moyadim, that is Klal Yisrael Yom Tov as well. It is also for their personal pleasure. Why did the Torah place Yom Tov near the parasha of making ourselves Kodesh and mention Shabbos again? Performing mitzvahs, raising one's level of Kedusha, offers an opportunity to transform oneself into a holy person. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a great love for Klal Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael the opportunity to make this world Kodesh. We are Mekadesh the Chodesh, thereby determining when the Yom Tovim will occur. We also have the opportunity to add from our weekday and create more Kedusha with Taisus Yom Tov. However, this Taisus Yom Tov must be performed and adhered to completely for Hashem. The Torah is telling us that to properly infuse Kedusha, we must first prepare ourselves by making ourselves Kodesh. Shabbos has intrinsic Kedusha. Every 7 days it is Shabbos. Shabbos is a sign between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael have the opportunity to add to Shabbos, Tois for Shabbos. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us many ways to create more Kedusha in this world. Shabbos and Yom Tov should remind us that the Ribbono Shel Olam created this world and continuously runs this world. He is the master over all. Our avodah is to try to create as much Kedusha as we can. May we taka b'zoicha to see pure Kedusha and create more Kedusha in this world, and b'zoicha to see the ultimate Geula of Meher b'yameinu. Amen. Have a good Shabbos.